Thank you. So what you want from me, baby? All I do is give it all to you every day. And what have you done for me ever? I wake up and play the flute. I wake up and play the tube. Wake up and play the sousaphone. Wake up and feed you cereal and feed you eggs. Feed you sausage. Feed you barbecue chicken. I feed you spaghetti and meatballs that I make myself. All day making a sauce. What do you do for me? I put frosting on your birthday cake every year. What do you do for me? I bring the funk from multiple galaxies. Dip it all in the pudding and bring it home and fry it up in a pan and dip marshmallows in it just like you like. I get the fondue pot out and I do 1/3 Emmentaler, 1/3 of the sharpest Swiss I can find, and 1/3 cheddar because nobody does it better. And I color code all your fondue forks. And what have you done for me? I walk up and down the stairs 35 times. I put just enough mayonnaise and mustard on your roll-up to make you happy. And what have you done for me? I do 65 push-ups every day. I do burpees every day. I throw the frisbee every day. I rake the gravel in the driveway every other day. And what have you done for me? Yeah. I check the levels of the sound every day. I make all the music that you listen to every day. Call up Willy motherfucking Wonka for your way. Got you a tour. You even got to be in one of those musical numbers that I don't agree with. And what have you done for me? I make it unbelievable every day. And what have you done for me? I bring a gallon of baby oil to the table and I put it where it needs to go every day. And what have you done for me? I know I don't know how to fry steak. I'm bad at steak. It goes from rare to well done in 30 seconds. I don't know what to do. I even got one of those little pop-up thermometers and they don't fucking work. Never had a steak good enough for you. Fuck you. From House of Fromage, back with another House of the Dragon discussion. Taking your calls. What'd you think about episode 4? The one with the dragons and all that shit. Thought it was pretty awesome. Thought it was something we've been waiting for a while. Everything was kind of leading up to something. Then all of a sudden, Cole takes off. He's like, I'm gonna outsmart everybody and outsmart the dragons. And I think this was really like the dragon episode we've all been waiting for. So I mean, there was so much dragon stuff in it. The dragons were fighting each other and the one dude has the biggest dragon ever. And the other ones are just like, well, what do you expect me to do with that? And the ant lady, she's like, I'll go. Because she's like the baddest dragon pilot ever. And she's like, well, I got to go do the spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't watched episode 4 of season 2, House of the Shmagon. Lots of dragons. Really glad there's not much incest love in this, even though it's just sort of understood, not in your face. Good to know. Not much love at all, actually. This is all war. Nice to see Harrenhal get some action. Harrenhal is always like in the middle of shit, but never doing shit because it got burnt down by Valyrian, the biggest dragon ever. So like Vaxxies, Varghese, he's the like the second one, second biggest, but he's still like bigger than everybody that's around. Not the Black Death of Smizog, not Smizog from Lord of the Rings, but the other guy. Because everybody's got their dragons, and they're going here and they're going there, and they got their dragon. So. Going to take your calls, see what you think about House of the Shmizagon, House of the Chuckwagon. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, House of the Drizagon.
What'd you think of this big dragon factory that we had going on this week?
Well, I think it could have used a little more dragon, actually. If you read the book, you see by the time you get to that part of the book, there's actually a lot more dragon shit going on than normal dragon shit. So, I mean, I'm happy with the episode, but I really thought there could just be a little more dragon.
Well, I'm going to have to beg to differ with you there, buddy. Thanks for the call, by the way.
Yeah. Please watch me on Twitch. I play House of the Dragon Unlimited.
No chance on that, bro. You're too much of a dork.
Fuck you.
So, you think that in the single greatest dragon episode ever, you're just like, not enough dragons. Do you watch professional wrestling?
I hung up 5 minutes ago.
Sorry, we'll have to go to the next caller. So, S2 at E4, talking Game of Dragons. So there's this one part where they're about to have a battle, and then the king shows up unannounced on his dragon. Sunfire, I think his name's Sunfire, and they spell it weird. So that kind of threw a monkey wrench into a very well-laid plan by Sir Christian Cole. He was outsmarting everybody. He should have moved on Harrenhal, but decided to go east instead of west. So all of a sudden, he took a little big shot by surprise. We're like, oh, you're coming with us. And then that drew out the dragon of the Black Queen. And I can't really, it's hard to keep their names straight because they all sound so much alike, which is really a faux pas in literature. But as we know, Grimm himself decided that he would do all that stuff because all the Targaryens, you know, they're like all melted together. So he wanted to make sure that all their names sounded right. And it really makes it hard to tell them apart when you're talking about their fucking names. Thanks, Grimm.
No problem.
Wait, is that George R. R. Martin on my show? Thanks. So, the plan almost goes perfectly, and the one-eyed dude is sitting there in the weeds, hiding the big dragon, and he's just about to make his grand appearance and overwhelm everybody. Like, dude, you guess you didn't see me coming with your dragon, did you? And then here comes King Aemon on his dragon, trying to save the day because he's got something up his ass about people thinking he's a puss. So then he comes in, and then all of a sudden, the one-eyed dude, he's like, maybe I'm going to sit this one out and see what happens. So, King dude, Aemon comes in his Starfire, and then Aunt Alice comes in. She's like, well, I got to do this thing. And she goes, and she kicks the shit out of the king with her dragon, which she should have killed them all when she had the chance. And it seems like Game of Thrones, it seems like House of Dragon is all based on misunderstandings and blown chances. That's really what's going on. So let's go take another call, see what you guys think about that. Hello, caller.
Hi. Yeah, I tend to agree with what you're talking about there, and so much for the book. I'm really a truist when it comes to the book. I think that the TV show should extrapolate, but not
totally extrapolate the books. If you're going to be true to the literature, you should be true to the literature. I think if you're going to read the book, it should be exactly like what's on television. So they should just go exactly like it's in the book. And as we know, there's just certain parts of it that are weird.
Well, I think you got to cut. I think you got to cut Max some slack. As far as the production goes and the showrunners, I think they know what they're doing. Sometimes, as in the case of The Witcher.
Oh, don't get me started on The Witcher with that fucking bullshit. And I can't believe they got rid of what's his name. So I can't believe they're going to try to make another season with somebody else. Henry Cavill was the greatest Witcher ever, and he was born to play that role. And for the showrunner to get too big for the Witchers, I just think it's bullshit.
I do too, but we'll talk about The Witcher in next week's podcast called The Witcher, What the Fuck.
Yeah, I can't wait for Witcher, What the Fuck. I'll call back next week.
Please don't. You're a dork. But anyway, and in true Game of Thrones fashion, Anne Alice should have just left when she had the chance. She took out the king. She was like, okay, and then, oh, here comes big guy. Here comes the big guy, and she's like, and everybody's just like, oh, dude. And that's just like when the one dude took out the mountain and the snake, he had the mountain down. He had him, all he had to do was walk away. But no, the mountain grabbed his ankle and poked his eyes out and killed him, smashed his skull. It was gross. But that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Game of Thrones land. Don't, if you think you don't, just leave, basically, when you get a chance for that kind of shit. So, can't believe we're almost halfway through season two. It's really the only good thing left on television as everybody cuts their budget. And nobody's going to really, they're not going to make any good shows anymore because nobody can afford anything because the big wigs and all the TVs and the streaming fucked everything up. So good for that. And I hope you enjoy it. So go back to your low budget horse shit. And we'll get back to you after these words from Uncle Dave's Taint Cream.
Reach two fingers in the tub and take it all the way down where it's nasty. And Uncle Dave's Taint Cream soothe that savage beast. Whether you're rocking out at a concert all day or you're just doing burpees like a motherfucker, Uncle Dave's Taint Cream gonna get you where you need to go, baby. Uncle Dave's Taint Cream. Uncle Dave's Taint Cream. Uncle Dave's Taint Cream.
.com, motherfucker.